Greetings and welcome. You are listening to Classical Chaos, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And a happy holiday season to all. And you guessed it, on the program, yes, some holiday music from across the ages and styles, and a selection from one of my favorite discs. And yes, of course, some oboe music. Now, these first selections that we're going to hear come from an a cappella men's group that was founded in 1978 in San Francisco. Now, Chanticleer, which actually translates to clear singing, was founded by Louis Botto. He was an avid musicologist and was always concerned, and rightly so, that there are not enough career positions available for choral singers, and decided that Chanticleer should thus so provide. And you know what? He did it. His mission became a reality back in 1991. And this, I quote, ensemble of the year continues performing great choral music. We're going to hear some from an early CD. It was a Christmas CD called Sing We Christmas. So let's take a listen.
Thank you.
an orchestra of voices, and I cannot agree more. That was the Grammy Award-winning Chanticleer with Au Virgin, Virginum, from the CD Sing We Christmas. And yes, it's the holiday season, so you're stuck with it. We're going to continue in the celebration of the holidays with an arrangement of what has believed to have been a composition by Henry VIII, composed for his lover and future queen consort, Anne Boleyn. Now, of course, scholars differ in opinion, but you know, Vaughan Williams had a passion for collecting English folk songs and kind of preserving this musical heritage for future generations. And as we know, he has done that, and he's used these styles and themes in his own composition, and hence transferred this to a beautiful rendition of the Fantasia on Greensleeves.
Thank you.
Wow, it almost feels like you're floating above the air. A beautiful performance. That was the Fantasia on Greensleeves and a performance by the Plymouth Festival Orchestra. And we're going to move to Canada and the Canadian Brass. Now, they have been a stellar export for Canada for years. The quintet was actually formed back in 1970, and they have gone through some personnel changes over the years, but it is, once again, one of Canada's leading exports, and they've got a lot to show for it. In addition to a very heavy international touring schedule, they have commissioned, performed, and recorded well over 100 CDs and DVDs, and to this day, they continually share and explore the lovely realms, which I appreciate so much, of classical music with a little bit of a twist. In their new incarnation, you definitely have to see them in concert. But we're going to switch back to appreciate the groundbreaking efforts of the original troupe. And here's some selections from their Christmas CD called Noel.
Thank you.
So lovely to hear a tuba featured. I love that. That was a tuba lullaby. And before that, O Holy Night. And that was the original members of the Canadian Brass with a disc that may predate some of you, but it is from their Christmas CD called Noel. Lots of great guest artists on it as well, like James Galway and the King Singers and lots more. So a great disc to pick up if you're looking for something around the holidays. And you are listening to Classical Chaos, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And for regular listeners, you may know it is now the time while I keep changing it up every week, but I think it's time for a little oboe music. We're going to go to a classic. Of course, we're going to go to Mozart. His concerto in C major was actually composed, well, or they thought, in the spring or summer of 1777 for the great oboist Giuseppe Ferlandis. And it was then reworked by Mozart. Maybe the oboe wasn't so popular back then, as a concerto for flute in D major back in 1778. I don't know, though, like those flute players don't have enough repertoire. In any case, it is lovely in both of the incarnations. But this morning, a performance in the oboe variety, and we're just going to hear the opening allegro. Here's a performance by Martin Gabriel, and he's joined by the Vienna Mozart Academy with Johannes Walder conducting.
Thank you.
thought that would be a festive addition. Of course, we have to do the oboe music segment every week, but that was Mozart's concerto in C major. We heard the opening allegro and a great performance by none other than Martin Gabriel, joined by the Vienna Mozart Academy. And we're going to continue with more holiday music. I know you might have heard too much, but it's a little different on this program because some of the stuff you may not have heard before. We're going to go to a great group who definitely knows how to celebrate. Now, they were founded back in 1977. It's a choir of 24 voices, and their name is the Stairwell Carolers. And it was derived from their first performances, which were, get this, in the stairways of the university residences at the University of Ottawa. Now, they serenaded or woke up their fellow residents or occupants in the university stairways with beautiful music, or some would hope to speak. Now, I wouldn't mind a few of these selections serenading me to sleep or to wake, but I'll let you decide. We've got a few great selections from their CD. In any case, we have visitors, so happy Christmas to you guys too. But we're going to hear a few selections from their CD. A Silent Night and Past 3 O'Clock.
Past 3 O'Clock and a cold frosty morning. Past 3 O'Clock, good morrow, masters.
Thank you.
Two selections, Silent Night and Past 3 o'clock. Music performed by the Stairwell Carolers. And if you were listening before, these celebrations are definitely active in studio today. So I hope you're enjoying your holiday season right now. And as promised before at the opening of the show, a selection from one of my favorite discs from the past few years. Now, I'm speaking of the CD Intuition by the Two Cellos, Stefan Hauser and Luka Zulisch. This is a cross between hardcore rock and a little bit of classical, and it definitely shows off the talents of these incredibly two young performers. Now, they are also in good company on the likes of the album, Maybe a Good Christmas Gift, with Elton John, Steve Vai, and Zucchero. Now, I'm going to be a little self-indulgent this morning and program one of my favorites, Benedictus, featuring Tom Snyder and the legendary producer Bob Ezrin. He's of Kiss and Pink Floyd fame. Here are the Two Cellos.
Thank you.
I could listen to that selection again and again, and I guess I have. That was The Two Cellos and Benedictus from their disc Intuition. You are listening to Classical Chaos, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And the holiday music continues, whether you like it or not, but this time we're going a little more sacred in the form of some lovely Gregorian chant, music from the Holy Scripture. This comes from St. Matthew's Gospel.
Liber generationis Jesu Christi. You
The Gregorian Choir of Paris with a reading from the Scriptures of Matthew. And we're going to continue with some music by the Inuit artist and musician, Susan Akhlukark. She's a winner of 3 Juno Awards, as well as a great speaker and songwriter. And I'm sure she is an inspiration to a lot of people. Now, this comes from a little bit of an older holiday CD that she released back in 1993. Here is O Come All Ye Faithful. Susan Akhlukark and O Come All Ye Faithful. And thank you for joining me today. You have been listening to Classical Chaos, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And I want to wish you the start, the end, the beginning, the whatever of the festive season. I know it's a little bit crazy out there. Now, do stay listening for more classical music. Next episode, we're going to do some more festive holiday music if you can stand it. But thanks for listening today.